This, of course, is an utter lie. The truth is, everybody is geared towards language learning. There's not a single person on earth who can't learn a language. Our brains are actually geared towards language learning. Think about it in a natural way. The one thing that humans have uniquely, the one thing which has set us apart in such an extreme way, is the fact that we've got such a simply intelligent brain. The fact that we can reason and communicate is what sets us apart from other animals. We've developed in such a way that we are absolutely a social animal, meant to communicate with others. After all, it's what we had to do to survive. So your brain, and everybody's brain for that matter, is actually hardwired towards language learning. This is most evident when a person is a child because their brain is trying extra hard to forge associations between words and concepts. And this, in and of itself, is an important distinction. Take, for instance, an apple. When you think of an apple, you are thinking of a fruit that grows from an apple tree. However, there is no natural rule that these things are called apples. In fact, if you go back only 600 years, the English word for apple was different. Rather, you're matching the word apple to the concept of the apple. Meanwhile, somebody who was born in France would attach the word palm to the concept of an apple, and somebody born in Mexico would attach the word manzana to the concept of an apple. All of these things are apples, but they have different words for the same concept. Understanding this key part of language learning is important to understand how you may learn a language. See, every word is just a link to a concept. Your brain is designed to attach words to concepts, even after you're past your prime language learning age. The brain is most efficient forging these connections when you're younger, because it doesn't have words for these concepts yet. However, you can still take advantage of this when you're older. Let me also clear up another misconception about language learning. If you do it properly, you can't learn too many languages. As you can probably guess from the way that the brain forges connections, the important thing is rather that you're practicing each language. You'll subconsciously compartmentalize each language into its own section if you learn them correctly, and there will be little overlap. The practicing concept is also the reason that when somebody moves to a foreign country and has to pick up the tongue there, they can actually lose their mother tongue if they quit using it. After all, a language is only a collection of concepts that have been given names and a specific way of communicating those concepts. And if you're not doing this important step of communicating the concepts, you're going to forget them. However, on the flip side, the more that you use a language, the more that you subconsciously start to attach these concepts to one another. This means that the longer you spend working with a language, the easier it will become to work with, as your brain will start forging connections between concepts and words on their own. So, there's still an element we haven't talked about. What does any of this have to do with this book? And moreover, why does this mean you'll have a different experience with this book than you have in learning Spanish in high school? Well, the thing you have to understand is that the academic method of learning a language is great in terms of the academic system. It's great for giving a way to establish grades and letting a kid understand the basic concepts behind another language, and perhaps even remember how to have a basic conversation in it. However, it's not great at setting a person up for practical usage of a language. This method is different because it involves working with practical methods as an integral part of learning the language. Reading, speaking, listening, and writing the language will become normal parts of your daily life.